हेलो। ओके।
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Deepak Patil from IMTMA, and on behalf of IMTMA and the entire IMTEX team, I would like to welcome you all to this webinar on Expo Planner and the mobile app. We would like to first thank each one of you and all your organization for your fabulous support to IMTEX. And this year's IMTEX is going to be one of the largest ever IMTEX in the history of IMTMA and the history of IMTEX as well. With me, I have my team. In fact, we have Mahesh, Mahesh N.K., who's the head of operations for the entire trade fairs for IMTEX. We have Arjun, who's heading the IT department, and he would also be a part of the Expo Planner, giving you in-depth about the features and the services that are available. We have Nagraj,
Hi.
and we have Christopher also from the Exhibitor Relations team, who will take you through the entire Expo Planner live demonstration so that you can maximize the use and your participation right from before the show begins itself. So to start off, I will first start with the presentation. So this webinar is basically on the Expo Planner and mobile app, and it's a gateway to the business success for IMTEX 2025. So there are a lot of features. In fact, we'll take you take each one of you towards in-depth services that are available. Whether it is operational, whether it's capturing leads, whether it's setting up meetings, there are many features that are available. The contents that we are going to cover in today's webinar is obviously the key highlights. First will be of the IMTEX, which I will take you through. Site plan, metro connectivity, tech initiatives that we have initiated in IMTEX, freight vehicle registration software, Expo Planner platform. For short presentation, giving you the key highlights, practical live demonstration on how to use it and how to maximize your products details and how to make more of it, and obviously mandatory shell scheme space design approvals. This is something new which has come up, and we'll take you through on this step by step. I hope everyone can hear me, right? Can I get a heads up from everyone that I can hear you? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so
Yes.
much.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Great.
yes.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you, everyone. So the key highlights for IMTEX 2025 this year is 90,000 square meters of gross exhibition space is the largest. We have gone from 5 to 8 exhibition halls, over 1,000 plus exhibitors from 7 country group participations. Overall countries that are participating, including single companies from various countries, we are having more than 26 plus. We have just basically just mentioned 20 plus as of now, but actual number is around 26 plus. Concurrent show, yes, tool tech and digital manufacturing. We had international buyer seller meet on 24th and 25th of January, which I urge all the exhibitors to basically make sure that when you get the entire schedule of the exhibition, please go and visit and try to boost your exports by meeting dealers and distributors from various countries in the international buyer seller meet. We also have the seminar on international seminar on manufacturing technology. Usually this seminar takes place on one day before the show, but this time we are basically holding it on 24th and 25th of January, which is during the show. These will be 2 half-day seminars on machine on the manufacturing technologies, on the machine tool, on the cutting tool technologies. So I would urge all, in fact, your shop floor or people who are concerned who would like to know the latest developments in the industry to basically join this seminar and register yourself and to attend the seminar. You also have IMTMA awards for export promo performance, I2 Academia Square and Jagruti. These are again on the academic side, and we have live Industry 4.0 demonstration in our technology center, which will happen in 2 batches, morning and afternoon. And this is basically free, of course, for visitors to basically experience how Industry 4.0 works in a real-time manufacturing world. Well, this is the site plan. In fact, if you can see, this is the overall, in fact, the overall bird's eye view of the Bangalore International Exhibition Center. So you must have experience in the past. There are many new exhibitors who have joined in 2025 for our IMTEX. Usually we have five halls, which is one, two, three, four, and five. You would see a small hall, a blue hall next to the pink hall, which is the hall four. That is 4A. That's a new hall that we have come up. And one which is basically outside the exhibition premises. I think that is basically the exhibition area. Outside we have the hall seven as well. And there is good news for all the exhibitors. In fact, the metro connectivity has now begun till Madhavra, or you can say till BIC. So all your traffic rules, all your traveling issues have been resolved. So we have the metro connectivity right up to BIC now. So we would urge all the exhibitors to basically utilize the metro. You can stay around in Bangalore. There is no need of finding any close by, but the metro connectivity is there from all sides, so you can definitely make use of the metro aspect. So you have the metro right up to BIC. So these are the small highlights and certain updates from our side from Trade Fest that I would like to share. And to move further on the presentation, I would like on the technical side, I would now ask my colleague Arjun to basically come in and he will take you through the technological advancements that we have done in IMTEX. It's all over to you, Arjun.
Thank you, Deepak. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Arjun Srinivasan. I'm heading the IT department at IMTMA BIC. A brief introduction of the IT initiatives, which is going to enable the upcoming IMTEX. We have two applications. One is a freight vehicle management software, and the other one is an expo planner software. So the freight vehicle software is basically a workflow management software for getting all your exhibits inside the premises during your setup. So we have streamlined that whole process, and Mr. Nagraj from IT team will brief you about this. Over to Nagraj.
Thank you, Arjun. Good afternoon, everyone. IMTMA is excited to announce again, present the first of its kind application built in-house for the benefit of exhibitors, easing truck movement and providing hassle-free entry and exit of machinery during IMTEX. We had used this application successively from last three edition. I will now guide you through the freight vehicle entry and exit pass. Here we have the vehicle movement procedure during the setup and dismantle at IMTEX 2025. First, you will receive an email from the IMTEX team asking you to pre-register. On clicking it, you will get a page where you must fill in the specified details. Those who haven't pre-registered can do so at the venue through the QR codes, which will be placed inside the halls. There are two levels of approvals, initially from the site handling agency and later from the hall directors, based on whether it's an exhibit or stall material. On the mobile number which you would have shared in the form, you will get a message, both WhatsApp and SMS. You need to show this to the security personnel for entry into the halls. This is broadly the procedure of approval. We'll move on to the next slide. This is a glimpse of the screen that you will see on your mobile or laptop. On the left-hand side, you'll find the QR code scanner through which you can scan and register yourself. While on the right-hand side, you have the form that needs to be filled out for entry. Let us move on to the next slide. This is how the internal app looks like. For exhibit entry and exit, the site handling agency must approve initially, and later the hall directors will approve. If it is a stall material entry or exit, then the hall director's approval will be sufficient. This is a glimpse of what you will find in your WhatsApp message. By clicking on View Pass, you will get the QR code which needs to be presented to the security personnel for gaining access. We can move on to the next slide. This is the freight vehicle pass, which will be shown to the security personnel at the entry. As presented in earlier slides, the entry and exit procedure will remain the same. Thank you very much. I'll now hand it over to my colleague, Mr. Arjun.
Arjun, before you go ahead, in fact, I just want to inform all the participants that this entire presentation, the entire recording of this webinar, and a detailed presentation on the Expo platform on how you can step by step use it will be shared with all the exhibitors after the webinar in a day's time. So, and all the questions that you have, with regards to the vehicle entry or the expo platform. We will take it at the end during the question answer session. So if you have any questions, you can keep it at the later end. We will definitely basically try and answer all the questions that are there. And with regards to I would just request all, please do not the recording requests have been coming, so do not worry on that. We would be sharing the recording of this entire webinar to each one of you. All over to you.
Thank you, Deepak. Okay. Expo Planner is the new software which has been built in-house by IMTMA through a service provider. We earlier had a platform called as Expo Platform. That was a SaaS-based software. We have built a similar software, but we are with more features. Okay, this is basically a collaboration platform for exhibitors and visitors. This is a broad block diagram of the whole software. Okay, what you see on the right side is what exhibitors will have. There will be an interactive floor plan. There will be an online services portal, and there will be a profile update. Okay, so you can update all your branding, your brochures of your products, all that can be updated. The services portal, of course, the detailed overview or the live demo will be done by Christopher. Okay, what you see on the left will be the visitors login screen, which will have again their own dashboard where they can go into the interactive floor plan. They can view a particular stall of an exhibitor. They can even see what products you are showcasing during IMTEX. Okay, they can schedule meetings with all exhibitors. You are going to get the meeting requests from the exhibitors directly. They can plan, visitors can plan their show. So you can, the entire 7 days can be planned prior to the exhibition using this platform. So we request the exhibitors to leverage this platform, make use of all the features which is provided in the platform so that, it can ultimately result in good business, okay? And it also has an AI matchmaking, where a particular visitor can, it's like how Amazon and Flipkart works. You search for a particular product and similar products gets, displayed in his screen. So like that, matchmaking between exhibitors and visitors is built in within the platform. We would also be releasing a mobile web app very soon on Play Store and Apple Store, which you can download, and during the show, exhibitors can do lead capturing of all the visitors who come to their stall. Okay, these are the key features for exhibitors and visitors. The online exhibitor services portal, and there is a product profile upload for all exhibitors. Then you can do upload your branding, your company logos, all that can be updated. There is visitor matchmaking. The activity of visitors are also tracked in the platform on your dashboard. The visitor activity would be visible on your dashboard. The live demo would give you more clarity. Okay, so there is an interactive floor plan and there is lead generation. Similar thing is available for visitors. They can plan their meeting prior to plan their visit prior to the show, and they can also leverage their visit to the exhibition. So we request all exhibitors to make use of these features, and I would now request Christopher from the Exhibitor Relations Department to run through the live demo. Over to Christopher.
Thank you.
Hope the screen is visible to everyone.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, yes.
Yes.
Good afternoon, this is Christopher here. Okay, I will take you through this Expo Planner live demo. Okay, how can you use your platform this to interact with your visitors as well as your business colleagues? Okay. This for the exhibitors have there is two screens. It is one. It is we have an exhibitor's screen. It is which is login user ID and password is already been circulated to all the exhibitors through the emails, I think everyone have received the email, username and password.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you people are when you log into your,
we request all exhibitors to please mute themselves during the demo. Thank you.
When you logged in your page, your dashboard looks like this. Over this, you can see all your analytics and all whatever the requests, recommendations, and meeting requests. Whoever viewed your stalls and profile viewed, meeting requests, everything can be seen in the dashboard itself. Once you logged in it, when you received your username and password, we have updated only in a contact information. Other information has to be uploaded
okay.
from the
screen
is not visible.
Yes. Though. If you're showing the dashboard and everything, the screen is stuck in Expo Planner.
Stop sharing and reshare. Stop sharing.
Are you visible now?
Yes, it is now visible.
Yes, now visible.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
No, it is.
Yeah. When you when you're logged in, your page will look. I mean, this is a dashboard of exhibitors. When we see it, you can see your dashboard, entire your profile updates and your team member heading, all your visuals of all whoever viewed your stalls, profile view and meeting schedules, everything it will be viewed in your in the dashboard itself. When first thing, when you received your username and password, the first thing we have updated only in contact informations in your profile company files. I'll take you through the first how the company profile to be updated. Once you logged in it, you can see the top, there is 100%, maybe now it is 100% what we have updated, okay? But when you received, it will be as 20%, 30%, 75% have been profile has been updated when you're logged in it. You can upload your banners in the top banners where you can see the top banners, and you can upload about your company profiles. You want to change anything about your company details or your contact informations, or you're coming from which industries, and you can update your product categories, and you can upload your product pictures and your team member. You can add your team members and browsers over the company profiles, and you can add your company videos also, and the social link also you can add it. I'll show you some demo for you this how to add the logo for the image to your company profile. See, all wherever the informations are provided for when you're uploading a logo or something else, everything it is being given in detail, like what aspiration ratios to be added and what KB of the logo should be there and what format, everything it has been detailed, it has given to you. Once you upload your logo, you can see your profile pictures of your logo. And you want to change, you want to upload your banners also, you can upload your banners. You want to update about your company profiles, or update your company profiles. You can update it. You have all the features over there in the top. We are given the little formats and colorings, everything it has been given in the format. And you want to add your social links. You can add all your social links, Facebook, Twitters, and Instagrams. you want to add your videos, you can download, you can see, you already have any company videos in YouTube. You can go to your YouTube and you can just have a look. You can right click, you have an option for embedded code. You can copy that embedded code and paste it over here. We don't have an option to upload the videos. Currently, we are disabled for this. Better you can use it. I'll just show you how it is to be.
So we can add more than one video in that.
Yes, please come again.
Right click and copy the embedded code, just paste into this embedded file and save it. The image will, this video, it will be updated in the live.
Sir, we can add more video or only one?
For company profile, you can add one video only. In the product profile, I'll take you to the product profile. I'll show you what you can add more videos on the product profile.
Basically, for exhibitors, the company profile normally has the corporate video only. So it will be just one corporate video. But when it comes to product, you can have multiple.
And again, you can select your industry categories, which are the industries you have, you are supplying, or anything else. You can fill your information over here also. And you can add your products. This is a must because you, based on this products, all your profiles, matchmaking with your visitors and your products and exhibitors, everything will match make on your products. Whichever you choosing your products, it will be matched to the visitors between and exhibitors. I'll show you the products, how to add the products. I'll take you in a demo on this. You need to mention the what product you're displaying it. Apart from, see, you should, every exhibitors, I'm requesting you to upload only in a related to IMTEX settings, not in a few people's have been updated. Last we have verified some people have been uploaded the forming products also. Please, I'm requesting to upload only and metal cutting related to the products only. And just you can choose your product name, what you're choosing it. Then add your brochures and give your updates about your description of your products. Then you can also assign to this your team members. You want to discuss with anyone comes to you about your team members, you want to discuss, you can take an initiate on this products. You can discuss and you can as also have fix some meetings on between this products. And you can paste the embedded code, same thing, you can use it. And just copy here. When you clicked on the product which you have uploaded, you can see your product details. I'll show you this product where it will be reflected. In Explore, you can see in the product list, you search for your product. When you click this products, you can see any visitors can see your products and your whatever your brief, your product, uploaded your catalogs, your what kind of products. Everything, the videos, everything, it can be viewed by visitors. I'm going to next to the company profile. Next, I'm moving on to the team members. You can have your team members. There is a two ways. One, it is from online exhibitor service also. You can see your team members can be added. And we are given in the company profiles also, we are given an option to add your team members. You can add your team members, your name, designations, and phone numbers. And the email ID has to be an individual person. Because this email, when you send in a team members, we are giving in a credential for the team members also and access to or use the portal, and they can fix the meetings with the visitors also. I'll show you that. I'll just add this and I'll submit it. Team member will receive an email. Team member also will receive an email that for credential access. He can also use and he can also fix the meetings with other visitors also, and you will be able to find the entire people who have fixed the meetings with the visitors. You company people can view the information who are the team members have fixed the meetings, and you will get a lot of leads also, get to understand between your team. Next, you can upload your catalogs, brochures, all the files, like you can upload your PDF files, images, like kind of JPEG, PNG, and other Word files also, it will be supported for you. You can upload. Your files will be updated here. Once this everything is updated, your dashboard will show as an 100%. It's included your team members also. Once your dashboard is updated, things has been updated. Anyone and comes to a visitor, visitors are searching for a company, they can see your profiles. Your profile looks like this. I'm next moving on to the Explore. In this Explore, we have an option of exhibitors list, product list, and B2B A to A matching and visitor profiles, visitor list, sorry. I'm moving to the first one. It is exhibitor list. You can see all the exhibitor list to by all wises and country wises. And you can search by companies. Next, products. Whether exhibitors have added the products, everyone who added the products in the list, everyone can view these products. People who are registered as a visitor, then they people can able to see this, all the information, like looks like a products, pictures like this, what the informations have been done, and they can also fix the meetings through by from this option itself. They can send a message also, they can send a meetings, and then they can keep it as a favorite. Whatever favorites they keeps into this products, it comes to the one bucket of file. I'll show you in the end of this. And next, B2B. This is which exhibitors, this is matchmaking. It is between the visitors and exhibitors. Whichever exhibitors are choose the products, like your kind of products, a CNC lathes or kind of the products you have choose it. All the CNC visitors who are choose the products, it comes in the matchmaking visitor list. You can see their profiles. It looks like this, and you can go there, and you can see entire what the contact informations. And you can send the request for the meetings, you can chat, and you can keep a favorite on it. Next, I'm coming to the visitor list. These are the visitor list, our live visitor list. It is till date, whatever the visitors are registered, the exhibitors can view entire list, this visitors for you can check all their information. You can send a meeting request, SMS, or you can keep your favorites, and you can view all the informations what they have updated, and you can look into this. You can match your meetings, and you can find by names. Next, I'm moving on to the floor plan, interactive floor plan. When you can choose, you can click on the floor plan. You can click on the companies. The left hand side, you can see the list of the companies, contact information, what kind of products also. And here also, there is options to chat, meetings, and keep the favorites. And you can go to the profile directly from here. And you can come back. And you have a list of, you can have a sort by all wises, and you can sort by IMTEX product category wises, and you can choose the Indians, who are the Indians and foreigners, everything can be choose by this way. You can click here, you can view here. You can see everywhere. You can sort by all five, all six, like that. You can go ahead. Over the layout, you can keep your cursor over there. Every stall's names, company names will be reflected on the top. And next, I'm coming back to meeting schedule. The meeting schedule request, people who send the request from the visitors, our exhibitors, you can accept or you can reschedule the meetings. You can go ahead, click. You have options to accept. Either you can cancel or reschedule the meetings that can be done from your hand. Any visitors or from the exhibitors, you get, sir, once you accepted the meetings, the request accepted, the meeting will be in your My Meeting calendars, your calendars. You can see whichever the meeting is accepted, whichever meeting is being cancelled, everything you can view in one section itself. And I'm talking about the team members, no? Whoever your colleagues are fixing any meetings, or any bringing any leads from you, from other teams, you can see the their meetings also. You can join these meetings in the wherever the, you want to join. You can request him. You will also get a meeting request. You can see the person who has sent a meeting request also can be seen here. And next, coming to the exhibitor services, this is how most important form it is. I've already given all the this username and password. No, people have already started to receiving an information on this. You can download your exhibitor manual from your this one portal. You can see your manuals, everything, it can be downloaded. And next, we have already announced, we have already circulated and set up and this one, arrival schedule to all the exhibitors, which has been mentioned in the form itself, when to be arrived, material arrivals, and the dismantling date it has been sent. And you can choose which vendors you're assigning it. You can just submit it and send a request to us. Next, utilities. Utilities are the Utilities request. This request is must from, we are requesting all the raw space people. So the stall design, stall lightings, and machine requirements from all the raw space people. Shell space people also, we require a power requirement, power requirements from your hand.
Exhibitors are requested to please keep yourself on mute. It would be disturbing others.
I have meeting now.
Okay. See, the power requirements, well, see, I'm requesting all the exhibitors, don't send me the multiple times of request. once you take a request, your technical things from your electrician, means for the machine purposes, please talk to your technical team and give us the power requirements in the online. It will be the deadline for the 16th December. We have mentioned a deadline. We request, please not to submit. Once you submit it, we will be next. Again, you repeatedly submitting it, it will be a confusion for us to allocate the power, air and water connections. And next, these are the forms, are mandatory forms. Main the mandatory forms, when you people are coming, there is a stand position form. When you arriving to the venue, this form, once you submit it, you will get an email copy. Please carry this copy. You can share this copy to your stall designers or whoever comes to visit and take the position. Please carry these forms. Because of this forms, based on only, we will allocate the space to you and we will be able to find the which stall and which stall numbers to be located and allocate also. And the next, these are the initiations, are normal. And we are given an options for the exhibitor batches. We given eligibility for entitlement for all the exhibitors, how many batches is eligibility to be. Whichever extra batches, it will be counted and it will be the paid extra for that in the venue. Yes, whatever extra batches you want to add it, this time also the same procedures will be followed. In entrance, see, this for exhibitor batches portal will be open till 23rd. The last, first off, it will be open. Okay. It will be 22nd, or it will be the last. We are going to issue the batches. After the 23rd, we are not going to issue any batches on the show days. Whoever comes on 23rd, we are closing our all the counters for issuing in a batches on exhibitor batches on 23rd. We will last date for the issuing batches on 22nd. And whatever additional batches, you can apply through on. Sorry?
22nd of December or January?
No, January, this portal currently we are taking in a data, but it will be extended. But this portal will be accessed till up to January 22nd.
Okay. And another thing that regarding this power, we have already mentioned in the application form
for
the power requirement, and we have paid accordingly. Again, we need to re-cross check.
See, you've already given a power request. It will be taken into our system. But you have any additional more than requirements, any power here or any water connections, you can send through by emails or by you can send us by the online also. But this utility details will be open till December 16th. After that, it will be closed. Whatever power requirements, you can play send a request to Prashant, either to me or Sunil.
Okay, to answer your question, see, the exhibitor badges will be issued till 22nd. When the setup starts, you can collect, we're going to give you a time frame where you can collect the exhibitor badges. Whatever has been uploaded on the portal, we will have that considered. We will make that ready for you, and we start distributing when you come for stand position. We will give you a date when you can collect the exhibitor badges. So on 22nd, you can, that would be the last date to collect all your exhibitor badges. 23rd, we will not be issuing any exhibitor badges. So make sure you're going to have all your exhibitor badges collected before 22nd Jan.
Okay.
So
get
next.
Exhibitor.
Yeah, you can go ahead. Okay, I'll go ahead. Next, there is this order forms. You want to send any request for the site handlings and for audio requirements or temporary staffs and this one, advertisement request, show daily, you can send a request through my online.
These are the requests as will be sent from the vendors, and the reply emails from the vendors only you will be receiving is. You can talk to the vendors. We have already given the vendor details over here. You can speak to them, and whatever clearance you wanted, you can get it clear from them. And additional furnitures, anything you require, you have to follow the. We have already given the which vendor is going to supply for which all. Please choose while you are placing any orders for the additional furnitures. Please place the orders as per the vendor request. What we have mentioned, the all number and stall all numbers. Please, as per that, you have to send a request to them, and you can view your catalogs, which are the forms like you required furnitures. You can see it. These are the furnitures will be supplied from the vendors.
Christopher, I would like to note the point here. There has been some technical issue with one of the vendor who has been assigned. Can you go back to the hall number 1, 2, 3? There will be a change in the contact details. We have publishing it. Hopefully, it would be appearing by evening. There's a change in the email ID and the contact numbers. So please bear with us till evening. And once it is updated, you can contact them. There's been some issue with the mailing with this particular vendor. So whoever has placed any services or anything for hall number 1, 2, 3, please resubmit those forms again. 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, 3A, 3B. Thank you.
And next, I'm moving on to the next exhibition catalog. This catalog, whatever you're going to informations, you're going to place here. And the product information, this will be printed in the catalog. The deadline, it is given 20th December. I'm requesting all the exhibitors, please submit before 20th December because we are getting delayed for printing the catalog. I'm requesting, again, I'm requesting, please go through this form. Make that all the contacts information, contact email IDs, and what products you're going to mention it, everything. You can just choose your products and put this products and you submit to us. It comes to us, and you can also mention your contact details because I will be able to find this who have been submitted also. I can have any corrections, I can talk to them. Next, I'm coming.
Yeah, Christopher, as per the exhibition catalog is concerned, this time we will not be excluding or in terms of extending the deadlines. So please make sure you want to submit all your catalog details so we carry them properly. If we do not have the details submitted here, whatever is there on the application form, we are going to carry with that particular details itself. So we are not going to extend, or we are not going to wait for all the exhibitors to populate this particular file. The deadline is 20th of December. We request all the exhibitors to adhere to this deadline.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Sir, I already paid the fees for advertising in catalog, right? So any form that you have, that in that format we have to submit all the our company details for advertising in catalog, or you consider the this one?
It's there in the application form itself. If you can see the application form which you have submitted, the details are there, the overleaf, where what is the format which you have to submit, and what is the size and all. Based on that, you will have to send us the details before 20th of December.
Okay, and another thing that, sir, in IMTEX, whenever I upload my product, in that I cannot able to find my product category.
Let us complete this. We will go to the question and answer session. We'll answer all your queries there.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay. The last option, it is my favorite. My favorite, whatever you are choosing, this favorite options, all exhibitors and visitors of products. Later, you can also choose it and you can fix the meetings. You can send the chats. You want to note down, and you can want to have this information. So everything can be viewed in for till 1 month service will be open for after show. The 1 month service will be open for this portal. You can use all these features in the Expo Planner. And you have one more option, chat also. You can chat with any your colleagues, or you can request in meetings, and you want to send any request, everything can be done by, can do it from the chat. And the notification also will be received from whatever meeting request or SMS. Any notification comes on you, and organizer's notification also will be sent by through. You will be able to find it from you. And you can see these are the profiles below. These are the matchmaking with your visitors. And the meeting requests, you can see all the requests as queues. You can see able to see it here. And whoever the profiles are viewed, everything can be seen here. And whoever viewed your stalls, the details will be viewed. And whoever viewed your profiles, you can able to see in your dashboard. And you can see your meeting request also comes into the direct request. And you can mutual friend with your, whoever your mutual friend that between you and your other colleagues have been mutual your request, it will be shown you. Over to this, I'll try forward to Mahesh. You can, he talks about the shell space.
Thanks, Christopher. So, hope the screen is visible.
Yes.
Thank you. So this time we have made a small change, though it is there in the exhibitor guidelines also and the manual from a couple of years. In between, people were trying to misuse the opportunity which has been given to them in terms of beautifying the booth, office shell space. Shell space is basically which has been limited to a certain area. Because raw space, there's a capping that minimum 30 square meters has to be taken. So shell space, who have been asking for shell space, it is good. The intention is right. They would like to beautify the booth and present it the way they want to present it. It's all right. But the problem is we have been having a lot of issues on ground in terms of space building activity, the woodwork which has been conducted by the shell space people, and last minute running around in terms of approvals and all these things, overcrowding of machines in the booth. So there are a lot of logistic issues which has been a very great hurdle for exhibitors who are co-exhibiting, and also all directors who've been handling this. So keeping all this in mind, and also visitors have been complaining that now, we'll not be able to see the machine going into a booth because it's been so crowded, and your potential customer is getting hampered. So with all this in mind, we have made certain guidelines a little stringent this time in terms of making it more fruitful for exhibitors who's co-exhibiting also, and for the visitors who would make the benefit, and who in turn the exhibitors will be benefited by the right people coming to their booths. So both raw space and shell space, you will have to keep the machines such a way that people can enter the booth, see the machines, and then walk out. Do not crowd too much of machines so that people will never enter your booth. And I'm very sure you do not want any exhibitors having just window shopping. They would like to come to your booth and see the machine. That is the purpose of this exhibition. So adhere to this, have clear understanding of vacant space, clear understanding of machine display and safety as well. Keep minimum 0.7 meters from the aisle. So it is not disturbing the aisle movement, visitors movement. So it is very clear for exhibitors and visitors to move and see who's ahead of your booth. Basic structure of a shell space is very clear that it shouldn't be disturbed. Having said that, whatever shell space structure which you would like to come up with should be prefabricated in terms of just a structure. There is no woodworking which is allowed on the ground.
will have to come things ready to, it's like plug and play. Get things ready. Your back wall in terms of a wooden frame or a metal frame, everything should be done outdoor. Put it in a vehicle, get it in, place it, and just walk off with the vehicle. So there will be no disturbance of a shelf space to other activities. And your machine movement, as per the schedule, that will be definitely allowed. For the material movement as a shell space, we have not considered any timing for a material movement as it is a shell space. So material movement, I say in terms of stall building activity. So shell space has no material movement as a schedule. You will have to get it in one vehicle along with your exhibits and have it placed. So the deadline for submitting your 3D design for approval is 16th of December, both for raw space and shell space. Make sure you're going to submit your 3D designs and get approvals and have hassle-free entry during your setup period. So rest, we have been sharing the details over email also. Please go through the possibilities of adopting the best practices, which is going to make this exhibition a wonderful space to exhibit. So we have certain options which we have provided, which you can have a look. One is on your left hand side is a aluminium hollow structure, which is of a fabric material. You can place it the way you want. You can play around with the design the way you want. Within the booth, this is a one-time investment for you. It is more cheaper than the other things which you would like to do in terms of wood and all, because that's a greater loss, which you're going to spend more, pay more to the exhibition also. Instead of that, adopt to this kind of modular structures, which is going to enhance the stall look also, and it will take very less number of hours and this thing for setup. The other one is the normal one, which can be done both the ways, either the vinyl printing on the panels which has been given, or a back wall on a fabric, a wooden structure or a metal structure, which is possible. Any podium or any other wood kind of thing which you would like to bring in, that has to be pre-manufactured, and just it has to be placed in your booth. No woodworking, no polishing, no painting, no fine finishing is allowed. So please make sure everything is done outdoor and you place it in your booth. Arranging of your product can be done after placing of this material. Another small addition which we have done this time, that has not been in the PPT, so I'm just announcing it here, that we will be having a incident report app, which has been developed in-house. The IT team has taken that pain to create this. This time we will have escalation matrix also. We want to discuss, the hall directors will come to you telling you what is right, what is wrong, what has to be done on time, everything. If that has not been adhered, there will be a message which will be going to everyone in that organization, which is kind of reminder and kind of support requesting to complete that activity within the stipulated time. That would be picture based. And once that has been adhered and when that has been cleared, another mail will come to you thanking you for doing that activity within that particular time. So we have our hall directors displayed here for the respective halls. We have also sent out an emailer to everyone in terms of communicating who would be the hall directors for that particular hall. Please make a note of this. We would be sharing this PPT again, as my colleague Deepak told you in the beginning. Please make sure you are in touch with your hall directors. Talk to them frequently. Whatever doubts you have, you can talk to them. Write to them. Get your doubts cleared. Have things planned. So all your on-ground activity will be handled very easily. So,
Yeah, no problem. So, okay, now we can go into the Q&A. So we'll take up the questions. Yes, please, we are open for questions now. So,
sir, sorry, myself, Nandini.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
From Mag India. Actually, I was trying to join in the beginning itself, but it was not allowed. So it was allowed in the last moment, last one or 2 months.
Nandini, we'll do one thing. We are going to share this whole recording to all the exhibitors. You can download it and you can go through the recording. If there's any query of yours, you can write it to us or you can contact your respective hall directors for more clarity.
Okay, sir. Fine. Thank you, sir.
Okay. We have a question from Divyani Gaikwad. So, Divyani, can you come in, please?
Yes. Hello. Namaste. My name is Devyani. I'm from Klingonberg India Private Limited, Pune. Same. I have question like Nandini, but just I go through the exhibitor manual, online exhibitor manual. There is a third point: utility details, power, air, and water.
We can't hear you clearly. We can't hear you clearly. Can you come back again, please?
Yes, from the third point, which is utility details, power, air, and water.
Okay, please go
so
ahead.
This option also need to be complete, fill up, because
yes.
We actually applied for in a form also.
If there is no change as per your application, if there is no change, you need not have to update anything. If there is any change, you require more power, more air, or a number of connections which is required, please you can update. Otherwise, you
okay.
can leave it like that.
Okay. Same for all options?
No, no. Every other individual form, you will have to go to each individual form and you will have to submit it.
Okay.
Based on the requirements.
If you, it is basically your requirement. See, there
okay.
are mandatory forms which you will have to fill. That is your exhibitor badges, service badges, stand
yeah.
position, all these things, catalog, all these are mandatory forms. There are need-based forms like services which you would like to order for, like horticulture, which is required. If you require, you can order. Extra furniture you would require, you can order. All these are need-based forms. Whatever is need-based, it is need-based. If it is required, you can order. Otherwise, you don't have.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, Dushyant, yeah.
Can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, please.
Yeah. I am Dushyant from Rajkot, sir, Gujarat.
Yes.
Yeah, we are trying to get an idea of our about our stalls. Like our stall is belongs to hall number 7 and stall number is 135.
Okay.
So far, we could not able to finalize the thing because we have to mentally, we have to do some preparation, how to do display according to your convenience. So we are not getting any prior idea. So when can I able to finalize that? Because our local applicator is there. He also frequently approaching you, but it is not getting finalized.
Mr. Dushyant, this is regarding, are you talking about a shell space?
Yeah. That
okay.
is a stall,
space.
Stall number is, stall, hall number is 7 and stall number is 135.
Okay.
Yeah, this, yeah.
So what is the what is your problem, sir? Is there anything which
tell,
we can
that booth on
here?
Booth only that is
booth?
Yeah, shell booth.
Yeah, Mr. Dushyant, we have sent out the guidelines. We have given you details. What you will have to do. Please get in touch with the respective people to
our applicator
order
is
your,
there. He, see our sir, our applicator is there already. He is on behalf of us, he is doing this, but he is proposing each and every time he is proposing one design to us. But accordingly, we are planning. Yesterday, he will tell that your proposal is rejected.
Mr. Dushyant, you can please give your numbers. I am going to
yeah.
Talk to you directly.
Okay, sir. Yeah, please note down my number, sir. 720.
Okay.
30
okay
44502 and alternate number 992
okay
44 62 552.
Okay, Mr. Dushyant, we'll get in touch with you. Okay,
yeah, because why, sir, it will be very helpful for me, because why, you know, we have to do some mental preparation.
Yes, Dushyantji, in fact, our team will get in touch. So before we move on to the next question, I just want to let everyone know who have joined in late as well, that we will be sharing the entire video recording of this webinar, including a detailed presentation of how to use the Expo platform step by step, and also video the presentation. And also the presentation that we basically shared during this webinar as well. We will be sharing with you all the details, obviously, by tomorrow or latest by Monday.
Hello.
So, okay. One more thing I would like to also mention. Can we basically stick to the questions related to Expo platform and the freight forwarding area itself, please? Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, Mr. Vasudevan, please.
Yeah, we have been Spurti. Two yes, questions. Sir. One, you have told the deadline for shell scheme. What about open type no, stalls? What is the deadline?
It is for both, sir. 16th of December. It's for both. You will have to submit your designs before that. Raw space and shell space.
Oh, it's quite difficult. Okay. Number two, this mobile app and other things you not explained. Will there be another session?
No. Basically, whatever you have seen in the Expo platform, which has been giving you a live demonstration, is exactly the same replica will be on the mobile app. So it's everything is the same. The only thing is there is an added feature where you can actually scan the badge of the visitor who's visiting your booth, and okay, that data will sit within your within your login ID, where you can see his details like mobile number, email ID, everything. And you can export it to Excel as well from that.
Okay, okay. That's what I wanted. Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, one at a time, please. And whoever's
question. I am Arjun Gupta. I am Arjun Gupta from Tosai Engineering. I want to ask that the utility activities, I just open the site with my username and password, but the utility page is not opening in my website. So I contact to my local coordinator, Mr. Tanvi Gupta.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the things are not clear. The utility requirements are not able to, I am not able to forward it to you. So how it is possible, I send the screenshot to you or what I can do now.
Just a second, Mr. Gupta. Yeah, Kasi,
it's already been open yesterday because we were disabled for the few days because some distractions was happening, continuously requests is going on it. It is already opened. You can try now. It is already disabled yesterday, undisabled means it is enabled yesterday. Sorry.
You can just try
okay,
once
okay,
again
thank you.
Right now.
And once again, I will try and let you know.
Please, please. And if any difficulty,
okay,
you can ask
thank you
to get
thank
in
you.
Touch with us. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
Mr.
thank you.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, it's Shailesh from Surya Manufacturing Company.
Yes, Shailesh.
We just wanted to know regarding the setup and dismantling schedule. In this,
okay,
we had to confirm the site handling agency. In this, there are three companies are showing. So from that three companies, we need to select the site handling agency, isn't it?
Mr. Shailesh, we have respective halls based on the product. If I may know, what is your booth number?
It's hall number 3A, stall number C121.
Okay, so basically you are a tool tech, you're from the tool tech category, so you have to approach DB Shankar alone. For tool tech, DB Shankar has been appointed. It is very clearly mentioned in the exhibitor manual. So please go to the exhibitor manual and you can see based on your respective halls. So on your respective halls, it's been very clearly written which site handling agency to approach.
One more thing, sir.
Yeah.
Regarding the bare space stall design,
mm-hmm,
We need to confirm the stall position in that stall position area, confirm the site handling agency. So there are also three companies are showing and fourth one is the self. So we are giving to our vendor for making the stall. Then what we need to do? Self or we need to pick up from your drop-down list?
No, self, you can select self.
Okay, we have to select self. Okay.
LSD, please let me know whether it's a raw space or a shell space.
Raw space.
You are doing for a raw space, right?
Yes.
What is the area of your booth?
30 square meter, 6 by 5.
30 square meter. Okay. Two things to this.
Hello?
Product. To offload and array whatever products which you are bringing to the exhibition, you will have to use the site handling agency for that. For stall construction, you will have to assign or you will have to approach any stall builders and get the design done and get it approval from the respective hall directors and from the team of IMTEX. So there are two things for you. One is for the raw space building. And one is for the site handling. So site handling is DB Shankar for you. And stall building activity, you can choose your own vendor and share us the design and take the approval.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Hello.
Other company.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes. Nitin, yes. Can I take Nitin, please, Shraddha, one moment. Yes, Nitin ji, can you please come?
Yeah. Good afternoon to all. I'm from Octagon Precision, Pune. My question, I have two questions. As you shown in your expo planner that there is a matchmaking data is available and visitor data is also available. So can it be exported to Excel for better facilitation?
For matchmaking, you can't be able to extract. While lead captures, once you use your mobile app, no, wherever you people like visitors who visited your stall, no, you scan that information that can be extracted by Excel. But matchmaking and visitor report cannot be extracted from your board.
Okay. And okay, thanks. And another question is how we can download the app from mobile app from the store. Which is the name or any link will you share to download the app, mobile app?
Nitin ji, in another week's time, possibly we'll send an announcement for both for iOS as well as for Android. We'll be announcing when the mobile app is available for now.
Okay. So till now it is not available to download, right?
No, it's just basically in the final. In fact, it's just waiting for some final thing. So Nitinji, just to explain a little more on the matchmaking, what you can do is you can directly contact the visitor. Once you have established the contact with the visitor, when he fixes an appointment with you and accepts your requirement, then probably you can export that data once you scan the QR code. So that becomes much interactive with you and the visitor, which you can see him on her.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for advice. Thank you.
Dushan, you can come in now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Dushan.
Yes. This is Dushan here from DK Engineering. As you can see, sir, in the dashboard area, there is a section as the online exhibition services.
Yes.
So we need to, sir. There is a all type of 22 forms. We need to submit it, like, right?
Correct.
Yes. And what is the last date from the same?
In all the forms, you can see the deadline. Below the form, we have mentioned the deadline date.
Yeah, it's showing 16th December.
Yes.
And after the submission, can we receive any PDF or mail for the same?
You will get the email communication.
Okay. And we need to carry this data from there when we arrive from there.
See, while coming to Venu, there is a two form is important. It is one, it is stand position form, and
Okay.
second one, for your clarification, for exhibitor batches, whatever you have submitted, that printout you can carry and you can collect your batches in the Venu itself.
Okay. Okay. No worries. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Vishen. Yes, Shraddha, you had some question, I believe. So can you come in?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I
Yes,
have
ma'am.
a two question, right? One question is that while I'm uploading my product on dashboard, right? Profile. But my categories didn't found in Intex all your category list. My category is material handling equipment, crane and controls equipment, right? So similar to that category, even I didn't able to find, sir. Industry 4.0.
So, Shraddha, you're basically trying to say you cannot view your product in the drop down, correct?
Yes, sir.
You will have to select the particular line item, whether it is in-text, tool-text, or digital manufacturing. If you select it properly, then you can see the drop down. And in case if that particular product is not mentioned there, there is other category you can type your product directly in.
Sir, in other, I didn't able to write that material handling equipment, right? So other, when I am selecting other, so have that space to write down the material handling equipment, but then I didn't able to find that, write that.
You
Have
can
for that.
Shraddha, you can select tool tech. Under tool tech, you'll get material handling. First, select the heading properly. Yeah.
Tool tech in that you have a material handling. Am I right, sir?
Yes. Yes, correct. Correct. So, material
Okay.
handling comes under
Okay.
tool tech, Shraddha. Okay.
Tool tech. Okay. And another question is that, sir, my space is row space, right? In that 30 square feet that we have stall in row space. So I have to clarify that regarding a handling agency, is it a self PS Bedi and Company, RE Roger or Sanker? I didn't able to understand what that mentioning the bottom. First, I have to select setup and dismantling schedule. Am I right?
Yes, there are two things. One is for the arrival and dismantling. Okay, we have given you the date for arrival and dismantling both. First thing, what you will have to do is you will have to appoint the site handling agency. For tool tech, the site handling agency is DB Shankar. Send your details to DB Shankar. They will send you the details in terms of what is the payment and all. You can appoint, you can work out with them, and they will be offloading your products and all. Second thing, you will have to send us the 3D design for approval. So these are the things which you will have to do before 16th of December.
Okay, can I have can you give me the number of DB Shankar
It is
having?
there in the manual also. It is there in the online exhibitor services also. You can log in using your login ID and password. You will find all the details
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you so much.
there. Hi, sir. This is
Yes,
Ojas Doshi. In which format should we send you the 3D file? Is a 3D PDF okay?
Hi, PDF is okay. JPEG is okay. Either image or PDF is fine. Or CDR, any format which can be viewed properly with all the dimensions to it, height, width, length, what is the bird's eye view, top view, side view, all those things with proper measurements, and let all the measurements be in meters or feet.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Any further questions from anyone?
Yeah, hi, sir.
Yes, Lakshmi, yes.
Yeah, hi. So regarding this stand positioning, like we need to confirm there are like a handling agency. So we need to confirm the handling agency or we need to take it as a self?
You'll have to take it on yourself. Stand position will be given to the
exhibitor, but if you're sending someone who's going to take this.
Sorry, I'm unable to hear you.
Okay. Am I clear, Lakshmi?
Yeah, now it is fine.
Okay. You can, first you will have to submit the online form, that is 4.1, on your name itself.
Okay.
Exhibitor, 4.1 will be given to the exhibitor, not the, not any third party vendor. But what you can do is you can send an authorization letter stating that from your company, you would be giving this permission to a third-party vendor to take the position on behalf of you. With that, we'll be giving the stand position to that third-party vendor.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes.
Myself, Ravindra from Walmart. We are in Shell scheme.
Yes.
And we are participating through IGCC, Indo-German Chamber of Commerce. So they have asked us to submit the electrical and air requirement to them, not on the portal. So we have done that. That should be fine, right?
Yeah, that should be fine.
And secondly, I have the regarding the booth layout, I have made the top view of the layout. We just have two machines and a storage area. You still need the 3D drawing of it, or how is it?
If your 2D drawing is very clear in terms of sharing us the details, how your machines are placed, and where is your storage room, and what is the height of the booth which you are maintaining, that would suffice. You can send
height will not be more than the shell scheme. That's very clear. Our machine sites are less than that.
Done. You can just
then
give
I
us the
should be enough, right?
Correct. You can send us the machine design saying what is the height of the machine and other things like that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll mention the height of the machine, and maybe I'll mention the dimensions of the machine in the booth layout itself.
Done.
Okay, thank you.
I think if you can, if the team can tell us what the mandatory form should be filled in.
Sir,
hello.
Yeah, Mr. Yuvraj, please proceed.
This is Yuvraj from strategy.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Manual it mentioned that overall that height, but overall it mentioned height. It mentioned only 3 meter. That is for that is only for the advertisement, or that machine itself we can to bring it only 3 meters.
No, sir. Machine has no height restriction. The stall height, what we have mentioned, is 3 meters from the ground, not from the platform.
Yes, overall height, it mentioned that 3 meters.
Overall height is 3 meters.
Height is 3 meters.
Correct. That is for the branding, that is for your booth building, for everything. For booth building, if it is a raw space, what the maximum height which you can go on your back wall or the front wall with the fascia, with the platform, from the ground is 3 meters. But there is no restrictions on the machine. Machine can be 4 meters or 5 meters. There is no restriction of the machine.
Why I'm asking is our machine height is 3.3.
No problem, Yuvraj. You can rest assured that machine has no problem with the height.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah. See, we're calling from Micromatic. Okay. So just on curious question. So, as there is no metro stop near to BIC. So, does IMTMA plan any kind of a branding within the metro station?
Yes, we have done. We are going to have.
Hello, you can't hear Mahesh. Hello.
Yeah, we will have certain branding in metro station also.
Okay.
And that will be exclusive for the organizers, and it is not open for exhibitors. There is no sponsorship opportunity there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Mahesh sir.
Yeah, Mr. Harish.
It's regarding like, can you please tell which are the mandatory forms should be filled in that planner?
Okay. 4.1, that is the stand position form, which is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And service badges, exhibitor badges. Exhibitor badges is mandatory. Catalog is mandatory. Utility, if there is no changes as per your application form, if there is no change, then it is not required. Otherwise, you will have to fill the utility form as well. Other forms, whatever is need-based, like extra furnitures, horticulture, security, all those things, whatever if you require, you can place an order. Otherwise, rest all for general purpose.
Mahesh, can I come in?
Yes, yeah, Mr. Balasubramanian.
Yeah, having metro is really good. Most of us can depend on it. From metro to gate one, will there be any cart services? We will be having kids, many belongings, that's why.
Or any
kids and belongings.
No, you know, some people will be bringing you know, bags and other things. Will there be any cart service from metro station up to gate one?
So now there is no cart service. We are trying to discuss on this matter, but since it is just 300 meters from the metro station to BIEC, we have created a walk path directly from metro station to gate number 3. If somebody wants to go to gate number 1, they will have to take the regular route. Otherwise, if they want to enter the exhibition center, the closest gate is gate number 3, and which is at a proximity of 300 meters.
So this walk path, is it elevated walk path or what exactly?
Yeah, it will be a straight, a kind of elevated only, but very easily walkable.
No, morning is okay. We will have energy. By evening, we need something good. We are all old people here.
We understand your sentiment, so we'll try and do something.
Mr. Bhaskar, I was expecting some good question like this to come from you only.
Hello.
Actually, bigger than that. You naalake dal sutta putre, sutta putre.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Sir, in our when we logged in, the service badges menu is disabled for us. This is Satish from Psyche Machine Tools.
Yeah, Mr. Satish, you're right. We have disabled the service badges. Service badge is a on ground activity. We have developed a different kind of mechanism for that. We will have QR codes at the entry plaza where you can scan the QR code and enter the details. It will be a soft copy or a digital badge kind of thing. This from last editions, we have been trying to do this. So cut down on as much as paper, which is possible. So this would be a face recognition with QR code. You will have to do everything on ground for a service badge. This would be valid for setup and dismantling.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
The same can be told to all your stall builders also. So they will have to adhere to the same. They will have to scan the QR code. There will be a login ID and password which has been shared to you. There's a link which will be there. You will have to share that particular screen with them or the details with them to log in and get the credentials filled in.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hello. Sir, I have one question. So regarding this 4.2 invitation for inauguration, so how many we need to fill in this?
Invitation for inauguration is we want to give you the passes that's open for all the exhibitors. You can give in names who would be attending. That's an optional thing again. But for exhibitors evening, that is a limited thing which we have been mentioned in the exhibitor manual. How much of passes for the exhibitor evening will be given? That's based on the size, and that will be given along with the exhibitor kit. When you come for the stand position, that will be handed over at that point in time. That kit would have a welcome letter, inauguration invitation, exhibitor car pass and exhibitor evening classes.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Yes, I think there was a question from Mohit, I believe.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hi, Mohit. Good evening.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Sir, there is one thing, electrical work completion report, and the deadline for this is 16-12-2014.
We lost you. Can you come back again?
Sir, there is one thing, electrical work completion report, and the deadline for the same is 16-12, that is 16 December. But this is some kind of declaration thing.
It is just that for your planning purpose, whatever you have planned, that should be available on the drawing also. So where are you keeping your machines? Where is that power sockets which you have been placed? From where? So internal arrangement also you will have to understand. So we are going to give you at one particular point. If you have applied for 10 kilowatts, that can 10 kilowatts will be given at one point. You will have to draw that from that point and have the distribution done. So for that, we have given that. So along with your design, that has to come to us that this is your plan.
Okay. Right, sir. And sir, in Vistra section, in Exoplanner, when we we are surfing on fifth page, we are seeing the detail of one visitor. So when we press back, it comes to the very first page. So it is actually making it difficult to track the details. Hello,
which visitor? You can give me the name of the visitor.
No. Sir, actually,
when he's on fifth page of us. And if he wants to go back to the fourth page, it is actually linking him to page number one.
Yeah, so, right, sir, right.
Okay. Fine, I'll get it correct.
And Mohit, we will rectify this. We'll rectify this technical problem.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much, Mohit, for appointing.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, if we do not have any further questions, in fact, you can write to us directly as well. And it's already 4:30, so there is no further question. In fact, I would like to thank everyone for your patience with regards to this webinar, for all your questions, your doubts. If you have any further queries or you need any support, any help, our entire team is at your disposal. We are always there to help you. And we look forward to welcoming you to IMTEX. Just for everyone's knowledge, once again, this IMTEX is the largest exhibition. We are expecting a good number of visitors, both from domestic and international. We need to ensure that, you know, our setup period, the look and feel, you know, the exhibition, your own design, your own stall has to be completed in time so that, you know, we are open to receive the exhibitors and for open for business. So we look forward to all your support. And once again, thank you so much. And we look forward to welcoming you at IMTEX 2025 in January. Thank you so much and have a great evening ahead.
Thank you, sir.
Last request. Please be in touch with your hall directors as much as possible.
Yes.
Yeah. Discuss everything with them. So they are your go-to point, first touch point on the ground. So they will handle you in terms of facilitating you, everything. So please get in touch with them. Know your hall directors, and hall directors would extend all the cooperation with you. So... backlogs in terms of catalog or the power requirement, everything. So we'll have to, we need more time to get this all in place. So thanks for all your queries. Thanks for attending.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Hello.
Thank you.
Sir, one more thing. When can we get this presentation now itself?
Latest Monday or Tuesday, you will receive it, Nandini. Everyone will receive it latest by Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, sir. Okay, fine.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. End it. End the meeting. You the beach.
End for all.